For most of my college years, I worked at a supermarket called the Shop and Bag. I started out racking carts and bagging groceries, graduated to operating a cash register, and at last worked my way up to the stockroom. During the second shift, 4 to 12, I had the responsibility for restocking the glass aisle. In those days, there were few plastic containers. Mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, salad dressings all came in glass containers. They had to be hauled out carefully on our long four-wheeled carts, unpacked carefully, and carefully lined up on the appropriate shelves. I remember the evening it happened. I was setting up an end display at the back of the store near the meat counter. There weren't many people in the store, but I suddenly was aware of a man entering my aisle from the front. He was pushing an empty cart as if it were a prop. His behavior was strange in another way, too. He kept glancing behind him, furtively, it occurred to me. He was up to something. From my position at the back of the aisle, I could see him through the display, but he couldn't see me. I crouched and watched for a moment. He glanced around himself one last time, then deliberately reached his hand halfway up the shelf to the rows of mayonnaise jars. With a careful gesture, he swept half a dozen jars to the floor. They shattered theatrically, and then, yes, carefully, he lowered himself onto the floor and started yelling in pain. I reached him about the same time the assistant manager did. The guy lay on the floor, clutching his leg, howling as if he were being cut open with a rusty knife. The assistant manager looked quizzically at me as if to say, "How come you left all those broken jars on the floor?" In a flash, the owner was on the scene too, and there was much fussing and reassurances that an ambulance was on its way. I took the assistant manager aside. "I saw the whole thing," I told him. "The guy knocked all the jars off the shelf and then got on the floor and started yelling." The assistant manager put a hand on my arm. I liked him, and he liked me, and I knew he knew I was telling the truth. "I'll testify in court," I said. "Don't worry." He just nodded and told me not to worry about it, and an ambulance hauled the faker away. Later, I found out that the store had paid him off several thousand dollars rather than undergo the expense of going to court. The insurance paid for it, so the owner didn't care. But I cared, and I still care. It was one of those little scams, a minor injustice, a lie, and a waste of good mayonnaise. And yeah, I had to clean up his mess.